following program is a collection of stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I'm your host. The website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. That's where you can find all the links to where you want to listen to us, find us on social media, all that fun stuff. Although you're listening to us now, so hopefully you've stumbled upon us and you know where to come back to listen to us. But if not, that's where you can go. It's also where we have our preferred vendor page. Our preferred vendors is the people that we work with that support the podcast with our ad sponsorship. So we hope that everybody would go there and support our wonderful ad partners. It's going to have a little bit of information about the company, about the brand. It's also going to have a quick link you can click on, take you right to their website. Where you can spend a little bit of money with them. They'll hopefully save you some money. What's up, Paul? How you doing, buddy? They'll, in return, keep spending money with us to advertise on the show. And then, you know, we'll have a good time. We'll laugh. It'll be that hashtag money, money, funny. And then we also have the Drip Shop, where you can go and buy some t-shirts, hat, if you want, hoodies. That have the Concaster logos on them, or the headphone logos, the show logos. That's all there at thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. All right. We are streaming to YouTube as always, along with the Facebook pages. Our YouTube has changed since everything went down a while back. So now it is the Detail Solutions Podcast and the number one. So Detail Solutions Podcast One, that is the new YouTube channel for the podcast. Please go like, share, subscribe, hit that follow button, all the fun stuff. I'm trying to grow that back up. I think we had a 220 something follow subscribers on the last or on the old page. So we're up to about 30 something. I did spend some time over the weekend, if you didn't notice, and uploaded pretty much, I think, every episode since the Thanos snap, we'll call it. So the Esme episode's up, the Stark episode is up, Jerry's episode is up. Everything, the Grant Menard one, all that fun stuff. So those are all up on YouTube now, so you'll be able to catch up with those. TikTok, I have been posting a little bit more on TikTok. I'm just having a blast over at CapCut. What's up, Rohan? How you doing, buddy? Having a blast over at CapCut, making funny little things. So I am posting those on TikTok, along with using Opus clips to cut these podcasts up and actually put up some cool little clips from all the podcasts that we've been doing recently. So that is over at the Detail Solutions Pod on TikTok. Please go give us a follow, a like, a share, subscribe, whatever, all that fun stuff that you're supposed to do. And yeah, so if you're looking for trainings, I know we talked about trainings last week with Kyle. If you're looking for trainings, I got a couple that I think are pretty special. So we have April 17th through the 19th is the Rupes / Aquatech training out at the Rupes facility. That's, you know, Jason Rose is going to be there. Sarah is going to be there doing training on correction work and sanding and things like that. And then Jen from Aquatech and Mike from Aquatech will be out there doing an Aquatech training so you can get certified with Aquatech while you're out there, along with getting the Rupes training. And you can find that on the Rupes website. You just go to their trainings. And then May 3rd through the 5th, and Marietta, Georgia at Red's Detail Co. is going to be the Jesscar / Angel Wax training. I am going to be at that one. So obviously Aquatech Ties want you guys to go to the Aquatech training, but come hang out with me at Red's. I'm just going to, you know, be a thorn in Noxie's side that weekend. Hanging out with Tommy and Rick. Rick's coming over, I believe. So it's always cool hanging out with those two guys. So I'm probably in the corner of Red's cutting up with them while Noxie tries to actually train some people, do some stuff, and we'll have a good old time. So yeah. So that's May 3rd through the 5th. And I believe that is on the Angel Wax website. You can go on there and find the link and there's trainings or something like that for that. Other than that, I think that's about it. Alex, why are you on a Tuesday? Well, if you didn't catch it, my birthday was the other day. Happy birthday to me. Yay. And Michelle and I are going out to dinner tomorrow night. We're dropping Haley off at Cheer. Going to go have fancy schmancy dinner. So do the podcast day early. That way you guys don't miss out. Yeah, so let's get into the show. You guys can see the title. It's How to Hire and Train to Grow Your Business. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. I got Mike Turner back joining me. So as soon as we're come back from this commercial break, we'll jump into it. Be right back.
Knows what a detailer wants. Aquatech is a company founded by detailers for detailers.
Aquatech Coatings is a company that was founded on the frustrations that we all face as professional detailers. And that is why we set out to build a company that eliminates those frustrations, to provide excellent customer service, quality products, reliability, efficiency, products that check all the boxes as professional detailers we need and we want.
Find out why so many detailers around the world are loving the Aquatech difference. Join our team today at aquatechcoatings.com.
All right, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. It's been a crazy year already. I think we were just talking about how the election year tend to get people all wound up, and then, you know, the roller coaster tends to be a little bit heavier this time of year. So, you know, I think we were talking about how January kind of started off a little soft, which it tends to do after Christmas and getting everybody over the holiday hangover.
Plus they got to pay off them Christmas debts.
And then of course now in Virginia we can have a winter, but this year we didn't have much of one. I think we got like a quarter of an inch maybe. So I'm up from last year this time, so I'm not complaining.
That's good.
And I do know that some people are mentioning that it is a little bit on the crazy side, so.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad you pitched this idea for me yesterday when I, you know, was kind of scrambling looking for stuff. You know, I mean, I hate kind of going onto the group and, you know, looking for ideas, but honestly, like that's what the discussion group is for. And a lot of times, a lot of the ideas that I do have take time to kind of, you know, percolate because I've got to reach out to certain people to get them to come on and talk about it and scheduling in the ass. But I thought it was a good topic that you suggested, because there are a lot of times that, you know, I'll get people that ask me, you know, hey Alex, like I think I'm at that point where, you know, I need to start trying to hire somebody, you know, but I'm not sure, you know, how do I go about training them? Or, you know, the big fear everybody, you know, is like, I'm worried that, I'm going to train them and they're going to leave me in 2 months once, 3 months or 6 months or whatever, once they've learned everything and they're going to go start their business. And I think, that's something that a lot of detailers kind of have that fear, that frustration of, and it kind of keeps them from growing their business or scaling it, because that's the only thing they can think of, and they're like, I just want to be me, and on and on. So you've had the experience, multiple shops, and been around in the industry a long time, so I'm sure you've obviously have dealt with that.
One of the things I always tell everybody is, if you listen to any of the business gurus, they always tell you to hire slow and fire fast. So you have to be very careful. And one of the things is just getting a good feel for who you're talking to. If you've got a negative vibe when you're talking to somebody, even though you may need to, hire somebody right then, we have a gut feeling for a reason. Our brains, especially if you've been doing this long enough and you've done this before, is just making sure that you don't just, hire on a whim. I watched my dad, with the company, back when I first started with him, we're talking 30 years ago, he would just, hire people, boom, all of a sudden there's a new guy in the shop and then he's gone. And then there's a new guy in the shop and then he's gone. And it's like, and then I finally had to, I sat my dad down and I said, listen, I said, let me handle, the interview, let me handle all of this stuff. I mean, you've got enough going on, so I started talking to, him and started talking to the people. And then, I started trying to figure out, what do I need? Who do I need? What type of personality do I need in my business? My dad was going at, my dad had this thing, well, let's go to the tech schools or let's go, find some of those guys. And we had a little bit of success with that, but that the difficulty in doing that is, most of the guys coming out of tech school, they're taught to do the work part. Right. A lot of them are not taught, because the tech schools are there to teach you how to do whatever craft or trade that you're trying to learn. So it's very difficult sometimes to translate that into what we were doing. And, when we were doing, the mobile touch up or the mobile detailing part of it to the dealerships, we would have to be everything. I had to do the meet and greet. I had to write the, the cars up. I had to do all of that. And trying to find somebody that could do that was very difficult. We found them. But a lot of it, I told my dad, I would much rather have somebody that is driven. I can teach somebody that's driven how to do what I do. Right. Trying to find somebody that's, not that's not driven and then trying to teach, it just doesn't work. You can't teach drive and determination. That's a natural given, given thing. So that's kind of where I try to find somebody that's got the drive and determination first.
Right. And I think that helps too, because, they always say, you want to train your replacement or train them like you're training Absolutely. Them to replace you. Right. So if you find somebody that's driven and you can, basically teach them to do your work, right? That's going to kind of give that, get that loyalty with them, to stay with you versus just like, oh, I'm going to learn all your trade secrets and then I'm going to go out on my own. Right. Because again, a lot of times what I think a lot of, when people are looking to scale, right. Like you, in order to really scale your business, you have to get out and be the face of the business. You have to get out and start marketing, start talking to people. And you can't do that if you're running a polisher all day long, right. You could stop and take phone calls or whatever, but if you could have that, if you could train somebody to do it just like you, to where you're giving them that work and now it frees you up to go do your stuff, those people tend to stick around a little bit longer because you're giving them more than just being like an employee. Right.
Well, I mean, you're making them a partner, and that's one of the things that we always talk about, there's a lot of business gurus that tell you, that the biggest thing that holds people back is the fear that they're going to, train somebody and that person's going to take them out. If you've got that mentality, then there's something wrong with your system. You know, or the, or, you know, or they can be, I'm not saying absolutely, but they're,
right.
If you do that all the time, then you're never going to make that jump, to doing that. But, you know, the big thing is just, you know, making sure that the person that you're hiring is the right person. Have I had people that, you know, that have worked for me, you know, that I've trained and go out on their own? Of course. I've got, you know, there are 9 people that I've trained over the years from, you know, for the, you know, 2 of them own, you know, it's some brothers down in North Carolina that worked for my dad and I for, I don't know, probably about 10 years, they have their own body shop, you know, down in Raleigh. And, you know, and it's, you know, I look at that as great. I love it. I love the fact that, you know, 9 people that I've helped train over the years have got their own businesses. You know, a lot of them are, you know, they're either, you know, painters, that own their own shops, or, you know, a couple of them are actually, you know, they still do the touch up, and the smart repair thing. But I look back at that and I love it. I love the fact that I was able to help out. So you have to look at it from that aspect that, you know, you want to hire a partner. You're not taking prisoners.
And exactly.
You know,
yeah.
If you get into a situation where, you know, you've got that mentality, well, I have to lock this person in and I don't want to show them too much. I don't want to tell them you're really struggling. You're not going to scale that way. You know, so, yeah. But you know, again, you know, it's being loyal to your people too, you know, to, you know, and telling them what's going on. Be transparent. I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, if I'm, you know, if the business is struggling, I'll go to the guy and say, hey, listen, we're having a rough month. You know, I'm going to cut, you know, and tell them that. Don't try to, you know, put on this front that everything's okay, you know. And and the other thing too is, you know, the one of the things that I try to tell people is explain to the person that you're looking to train or you're doing, explain to them how the expenses of the business. If you explain that to them, they are less likely to be this, oh, this is just a, you know, a guy with a bunch of money and I can do whatever I want. You know, they start to understand the expenses and where their place is in that. And then it drives them then to be part of as a partnership there. So.
Yeah. And if you can, and you're right there, because, you know, when I, everybody kind of knows when I left the car wash, there was a little used car dealership that kind of hired me and, you know, they fed me enough work that I had to hire a couple of guys. And, you know, one of the guys who was kind of one of my main guys, and, you know, he had come with me from the car wash and, you know, I explained it to him like, look, man, like, you know, in order for, you know, me to pay you what you want to get paid, like, you know, we've got to make sure we're cranking these cars out for these guys, because the quicker they can get them on the lot, the quicker they can sell them, the quicker they can go to auction next week and buy, you know, 20, 30 more, you know, and then we've got work. So, you know, kind of explaining that to him and, you know, letting him know, like, you know, hey, look, you know, this is, you know, what I'm making off every car. This is what I'm paying you off of every car, you know, and I was paying him a really good percentage. You know, I was like, but in order for me to pay you that, you've got to help me get these cars cranked out. Like, you can't just come in and, you know, do one car a day. Like, we need to like burn them and churn, or, you know, turn them and turn them and burn them, you know? So no, you're right. I mean, having that conversation with them and, you know, kind of, you know, like you said earlier, making them feel more like a partner versus just an employee. Now, granted, you are going to have some people that you're like, dude, you're an employee. Like, you know, you can come in and just punch that clock all you want. Like, that's your skill set and that's fine. But, you know, and, you know, I did it when I worked at the car wash, you know, like I trained my assistant manager to do my job, because then I could just sit back and I could watch over everything and I could do the customer service and I could talk to the, you know, schmooze the clients when they come in and, you know, hey, Mr. So-and-so, like, your car is looking good today, you know, whatever. So yeah, you've got to be able to do that.
And we, you know, we talk about, you know, the e-myth. There's a book called The E-Myth. It's like, probably it's one of the holy grail books of all of the detailer, like our business. If you're going to read a business book, it's going to be in your top 10. you know, and it talks about that. It talks, you know, it talks about knowing when, you know, if you're the entrepreneur, you need to hire a technician and you need to hire a manager. If you're the manager, you need to hire you need to figure out which part, who you're hiring, you know, what do you need? I see people that'll go, oh, well, I need people what do you need? Do you need a guy to prep the cars? You know, do you need somebody to do the, you know, the heavy lifting? You know, cause one of the things that, you know, and I've got this on tap. I've talked to a couple of mobile detailers. If I get busy enough, you know, I would have no problem with, you know, cause I have mobile detailers that do a lot of, you know, that they do a lot of quick, you know, ins and outs. They, you know, they'll do 10 cars a day, you know, at, you know, whatever the, you know, 80, 90, 100 bucks, you know, a pop. And they like to go in, they just, you know, they're there for a specific purpose. There's people that just need, a small detail. They don't need what I do, because I do a lot more. I do a lot more reconditioning. I do a lot more restoration. I do a lot more of that kind of stuff like that. You know, so, but, you know, my theory is, you know, look at what you need. What do you need? You know, so, you know, if I'm in a situation where that's what I need, then I can either do one of two things. I can come up with, I can find somebody that likes to do that kind of stuff, just wants to come in, hit the small stuff, you know. And I'm not against calling one of my mobile guys up and saying, hey, I got three cars here. How much do you charge me just to power wash them and just to vacuum them out? You know, and just come in, pay him whatever he wants to do that. And then I can spend the rest of the day picking on the cars. I mean, that's thinking ahead of the game. And, you know, a lot of people want to grab on to, you know, to that, you know, to I've got to do every aspect or every piece of it.
Right.
You know, I always tell everybody, we have to look at, you know, where we need to be in our business. And, you know, there are there's A task, B task, and C tasks. And A tasks are tasks that only we can do. You know, B tasks are ones that are urgent but not critical. You know, they can be moved. And C tasks are tasks that we need to do but aren't going to kill our business. And so what we need to do is try to figure out how to delegate B and C so we can concentrate on A. And as business owners, and that's where the scale comes from, is putting the right person, you know, in that place. I would love to have, you know, somebody that just comes in, you know, an hour or two and just knocks out, you know, the heavy lifting, just comes in and just goes, you know, I pay them X number of dollars an hour. They come in, you know, and just, you know, wash everything, you know, get everything ready to go as far as that kind of stuff goes. And then I can concentrate on, you know, on the prep, the coding and the, you know, that kind of stuff, or, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, trying to find somebody that's willing to do that. That's the difficult part, is you have to sit down and make sure that they understand what you're trying to do, or even finding somebody like that.
I used to, when I was at the car wash, and, you know, again, this kind of goes, you know, before, you know, the detailing that I'm doing now, when we were running, you know, buff and waxes, rotaries, you know, for everything. I used to always tell people, you know, like, I just wanted to play, you know, the surgeon's role in the operating room, right? Like, when it came to it, all I wanted to do was cut and polish. I didn't want to do the prep work beforehand, and I didn't want to wax it afterwards, you know. So, like, I always told everybody, like, I need you to be the prep nurse, and then you be the nurse that just, you know, the doctor takes off the gloves and is like, all right, sew them up, you know, like, I've done the operation, you finish it up, you know. And sometimes that's how it needs, you know, it can be too. Like, if you're worried about, you know, trying to find that person that maybe can't correct paint as well as you, or, you know, whatever, then just find somebody, like you said, right, that can come in and do the prep work, wash the cars, get them ready for you to go. Then you do your thing. And then maybe they come back the next day and then they finish it up for you, button it up, you know, wipe out jams, do windows, you know, whatever, you know, kind of thing.
But just saying, I'm going to hire somebody, you have to figure out what your needs are. So you have to look at, you know, what is causing me to not be able to do my A task. You know, is if it's washing cars, then I need to hire somebody to wash the cars, you know, to do that part of it. You know, if, you know, I'm, you know, because my ideal situation would be to have, you know, three gold package or, you know, two coatings, you know, that I've got for a couple of days and have somebody come in and do, you know, whatever their skill set allows. You know, if they can take it all the way up to the cut part of it, I'd love to have some. But the good thing is you can have them do. Almost by day one, you can start off with the, you know, and figure out where they are. And so you can go in, you can start them off. You know, if they do a really good job of washing, they understand how to, you know, get in jams. They understand how to do all that stuff. You know, and then they can come in and they understand how to blow stuff out from it. And again, you know, we as detailers all know that stuff, but somebody that hasn't ever done this before, there's going to be, even for what we consider a menial task, there's got to be, and we have to remember that too, as people that have been doing this for a long time, we have to remember this person may have never, you know, been here before, especially if they're, you know, younger. So we have to remember, we've got to learn how to train and how to meet people where they are. And
And you also have to remember that you too once started and, you know, were in their shoes and started where, like, oh, well, what?
all of us had the buck in the back of the Red Rider, wagon running around on a bicycle. No, but again, that's what I try to tell, you know, is the big thing is figuring out what your needs are. You know, inside your business. Yeah. So, you know, if you're overwhelmed, and one of the biggest tricks, and this is actually something that my dad taught me years and years ago, and I've seen, there's a couple of business books where they talk about doing this. You know, take your business, make an account that says employee, and start putting money into that account as if you're hiring that employee. Figure out what you were willing to pay them, and when you can start putting money into that account without missing it, it's time to hire. You know, or you can get pretty close. The good thing about it is that you're building up money inside of that account, which is going to pay for that downtime. You and I both know that, you know, and a lot of people out there, there's going to be some downtime when somebody comes to you to train, especially if they're green, because they're not going to produce right away. So there is going to be a time where you're going to be losing time on your end trying to train somebody, because they're not up to speed yet. And the idea is to get them up to speed fast enough. So if you take and act like you already have an employee and you start putting money into that account, and you can start doing that. Let's say it's, you know, I'm just going to throw a number up, $700 a week. Let's say I'm going to pay the guy $700 a week.
Right.
You know, what you do is every week you try to get it up to where you can put that money in there without missing it. And if you can do that, then you're literally going to have a savings account to pay for that lull. And so once you got them up to speed, you know, at that point, you know, you're not missing the money, you know, at that point. And then you can start paying it out. And then, of course, you know, as their skill set increases, you know, your money is still, that the account is still building. And that is a good tool to know when it's time to hire.
How long would you say, I mean, I know obviously it's going to differ from, you know, person to person, shop to shop, but like if you're putting that $700 in every week, what should be the timeline that you go like, okay, yeah, I've really been doing this. You know, is it, you know, 2 months, 5 months, eight months?
It really depends on your needs, to be honest. You know, I would say that, you know, if you get yourself, if you've got like $2,000, you know, in that account, and you're not missing the 700. My theory on that one is that, you know, you're able to support somebody else. And then what you could do if you wanted to is you could come in lighter. Like I said, that number is just that's just a hypothetical number.
Right. Yeah.
You could come in lighter and then see how they play. And if they come in really, really, you know, then, you know, you could come in and say, hey, you know, it's 500.
I only need you like a couple days a week or a few hours each day,
whatever the number is, but you've put yourself in a position where you can pay up to 700. So bring somebody green in, bring them in, you know, a little lighter than that, but tell them, listen, there's money here. So once you start getting, you know, and then start giving them raises up to, you know, what that number is. So let's say it's 1,000. Let's say I plan on spending $1,000, you know, a week on, you know, on that. You know, if you can bring them in at seven, then you're still, there's still $300 a month, you know, or a week going into that, you know, into that account. And, right. You know, again, you know, act, you know, the whole idea is act like you've got an employee.
Right. Know? Yeah.
And exactly. If you're struggling exactly. to do it, then, you know, like, let's say I can't do that. Let's say I know I'm going to have to pay this guy $700 a week to retain him. And if I can't do that, if I can't put $700 a week, now that's not saying that he's not going to come in to start producing. That's where your profit from your production is going to come from. So, you know, right. at this point that if you're struggling to make that 700, then you're not at a point where you should be bringing an employee in, unless you know you're bringing somebody in that can be an immediate boost. So a lot of that's really going to be dependent on the person. If you're bringing somebody in there that's, you know, that's a hotshot that already knows what they're doing, then that whole dynamic changes. But I'm assuming that you're bringing somebody in that you need to train, and, you know, with that number. And, you know, so exactly. it's just, like I said, it's, you know, it's acting like you're already there. You know, it's kind of like, you know, a lot of the business books, you know, especially the older ones, like, you know, the Think and Grow Rich and some of those, they tell you, you know, to act, you know, in order to put yourself where you want to be, you have to act like you're already there. And then there's a gear that goes on in your head that starts, you know, making you, you know, sort of start doing the things that it takes to do that. And so once you start seeing that can drive you too, because you're like, wait a minute, I know I need this help. And then all of a sudden, you know, before you know it, you're driving harder and being more efficient. And then you bring this guy in and, you know, or gal, you know, to go in. So, you know, and you talked about, you know, having that awesome, that synchronicity between, you know, two people. You know, my dad had a lady that, you know, worked with us, and I worked with her, you know, on a regular basis, you know, almost daily for probably 5-7 years or whatever. She loved to do the spray part. She wanted nothing to do with the buffing. This, I mean, she could do it. Like, she's perfectly capable of all of it, but she would tell me all the time, I hate that. She doesn't like the little, you know, she wants to sand and she wants to paint the whole set. She'd rather paint a whole car than touch up a couple of nicks, you know? Right. So that was, you know, and that's the part that I can do it, but I don't like that part of it. I like putting icing on the cake. I like to be the final, you know, and a lot of people don't like to do that. And when we got together, it was just like, it was crazy how quickly we could run stuff out. Because both of us knew exactly what our strengths were, you know? And, you know, we were just cranking cars. It was nuts. The kind of cars that we could put out and how quickly, you know, we were going from one dealership to another and, you know, and just knocking that stuff out. And then, you know, and then, it, you know, so, but, you know, like I said, figuring out what your need is inside of your business is the first part of that. You know, hiring to hire, you know, that you got to be careful with that one.
Yeah. Well, let's do a commercial break and then let's come back and talk about like how you actually get into the hiring phase. So we'll be right back. Hang on a second. There we go.
The leading provider of tent, paint protection film, and ceramic coatings. Experience the transformation as you cool down your vehicle and elevate its curb appeal with Audubon's window tent. Ditch rock chips and scratches by fortifying your paint with Audubon's cutting edge paint protection film. And for an additional safeguard, add a ceramic coating. Backed by an unwavering lifetime warranty, Audubon's products form automotive armor with no limits. Visit audubonfilms.com to delve deeper into the realm of automotive care and protection.
Okay, so now you've figured out what you need to do. You've been putting that money away. You know, you realize that you can hire somebody. So let's talk about the hiring phase, because I think that's, you know, probably what a lot of people are gonna, you know, they're like, okay, I know I can bring him in. I know I could train him. I know I've heard every other podcast or person talking about, you know, all the things that we just spent the last 30 plus minutes talking about, but how do I hire him? Where do I go to look for him? How do I do an interview process, whatever? So, you know, I want to kind of get your take on, you know, that, because I'm still, you know, was like, you know, in the old school realm of, you know, and you might be too, but I mean, like, you know, when I was hiring at the car wash, you know, people would come in and actually fill out an application. Like you don't fill out applications anymore. It's all done online and interviews are done like that. But yeah, you know, like what's your suggestion for, you know, where do you go? How do you hire? How do you do an interview? That type of stuff.
Well, one of the things that I always do is I know, get to know everybody in your industry. You know, that's the big thing because, you know, I would get to know mechanics. You know, when I went to dealerships, I would walk through the deal, you know, I would say hi to everybody, just get to know everybody in there, get to know the part, get to know everybody within the realm that you're in. And there's a reason for this. If you get that and you get really friendly, this and that, and the other, and then people know what you do and they know you do good work and the other, all you have to do is tell a bunch of people that you're looking to hire somebody. And that's what we call it, the referral way. So I always tell everybody, you know, it's the same thing, you know, when we're trying to do, would we rather have somebody that came off of an ad or a customer that came off of a referral? The same thing applies to getting somebody. I'm not, you know, again, at any point this can backfire, you know, so you have to keep in mind, this isn't a go-to, but, you know, putting the feeler out, going, you know, telling people, you know, especially people, you know, that, you know, are kind of in the same realm, you know, that you are or whatever. Cause you know, if I wanted to hire somebody today, the first thing that I would do would talk to all of my mobile detailers. You know, there are guys out there that I know that probably have people that come to them and say, hey, and they're just not ready to hire, you know, somebody has come to them and, you know, and I tell, you know, I tell if somebody does that, if somebody comes to me and I'm not ready to hire, I put their name and number down. And if one of my detailers goes, hey man, I need somebody. I said, dude, I have a guy, just, you know, check him out. Here's his name and number, you know, and just do that. I would much rather do a referral, you know, of that. I would go to, you know, I would call up, you know, all of my friends that are in the industry. I mean, I make as many friends as I can in the industry. You know, you never know when you're going to need them. And just say, hey, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but, you know, just get them on the phone and say, hey, listen, I need a guy and this is what I need. The beauty of doing that is they understand what you're saying. You know, I need a prep guy. I need a wash guy. I need somebody that can do this and that and the other. They have an idea and you never know how that's going to work out. They could have just talked to a guy and they're not ready to hire. You know, mechanics, you know, they, you know, just, you know, go in there to the guys that you've, you know, talked to or, you know, whatever, anybody in the industry that, you know, you know, and just kind of put the feeler out, say, hey, listen, I'm looking for somebody. If you can think of anybody, definitely let me know. And, you know, that's the referral thing. Because most people are not going to put themselves on the line for somebody that they don't think, you know, you can
trust them. Yeah, because then you're gonna come back and be like, hey, asshole, that guy you sent me, you know.
So that would be my like my first thought would be to go, you know, go to people in your area that you know, that you trust. Yeah. And just say, hey, you know, this is what I'm looking for. And then, you know, then you have to figure out, am I looking for somebody to bring in to train from the get go? You know, we talked about the tech schools that are in the area. You know, a lot of good kids come out of those tech schools. And I kind of said something a little earlier about that and being careful with it. But, you know, again, you know, that's, the teachers are going to know their people. And then, you know, the guy that's the auto body teacher at our local tech school, you know, has known us for years. In fact, he would actually, you know, around Christmas time, and my dad would be really, really busy. My dad would call him up and just say, hey, you know, I got a couple of cars, and he would come in for some extra Christmas money, you know, on his off time, and come in and knock a couple of cars out. He would prep a car, or he'd finish painting something, or he, you know, he'd come in and do a bumper or two, you know, a little extra money. So we gotten to know him really well. So, you know, and I know he's still over there. So if I got to a situation, I said, you know, and he, you know, he knows what I do, and I can say, hey, you know, this is what I'm looking for. Do you, you know, and, he, and a lot of times those teachers, you know, they're not just going to throw kids at you. One kid that, you know, he's got a knack for that kind of stuff or whatever. And, you know, that's how I always approach. I wouldn't go to the tech schools and say, hey, I need a tech. I would go to the teacher and say, hey, this is what we got going on. And the teacher say, hey, you know, there's a there that just, he's, you know, he's special, you know, and I don't mean that in a negative way. He's, you know, this kid's, you know, on, right, you know, this yeah. kid, this kid, you know, can, you know, he's capable of moving in and out of what you do. Because almost everything that I've ever done has been, you know, out of the box. It's always been, you know, stuff that's, you know, different than the norm, you know. And so trying to get, you know, guys that can handle the meet and greet, getting got, you know, guys, you know, that can handle. And for the most part, if they're working for me, I'm going to be doing most of that, but I want to teach them how to do that. And right. You talked about it too, you know, is trying to model them to be like you. What happens if you, you know, if you're not feeling well a couple of days, something happens, you get sick, you pull a muscle or whatever, and you've got him, you know, trained and he can do all that stuff.
You fall off the stepladder and break your wrist.
But I mean, that's the beauty of training. And we talk about not giving them, you know, so much information that they take over or they go out on their own. To me, it's completely opposite. I want to give them as much information because at some point I'm going to need to lean on them for a couple of hours. Or, you know, let's say I've got to go to a funeral and there's, we're deep and we've got a lot of stuff going on. Can I trust him or her to work the full day or, you know, without me? And, you know, and I need to get them to be able to do that, you know, all the way through without, you know, blowing the whole place up. So that's the big thing is just, you know, finding somebody that can do that. And, you know, the referral thing to me is always the first that I always, you know, call friends and family. You know, if you go to church, call your church people and just say, hey, listen, this is what I'm looking for. You know, somebody is going to come up with somebody that they think can handle it.
Let me ask you this, because I mean, obviously we're in the digital age now and, you know, everything is kind of online. Have you ever, tackled a like job hiring site for this? I mean, I know my friend Jackie, who, you know, has a mobile detailing business down here. You know, she primarily does like washes and interiors and some light polishing or whatever. But, you know, when she's looking for people, sometimes she'll place an ad on Indeed or, you know, some of these other ones of, you know, what she's looking for. And a lot of times, you know, she'll kind of put on there, you know, experience isn't, you know, needed or whatever, because she'll train somebody how to vacuum a car and do an interior or whatever. You know, and she gets a pretty good turnout from that. So, you know, and again, I'm, you know, it's been so many years since I've had to hire somebody, like, you know, it's all changed since then. It's, you know, we never used anything like that at the car wash.
I physically haven't. I haven't gone on. I mean, I haven't gone on and done it that way. I'm tempted to take a shot at it, at some point.
I mean, I've also heard LinkedIn is pretty good for that, because you can, you know, because then you're kind of being connected with business professionals or whatever. So, you know, again, you could say, hey, we're looking for this, and you might get maybe a little bit better, you know, skilled individual or
well, one of the cool things with, you know, with LinkedIn is a lot of the, you know, people that I've known over the years, you know, they were in the dealership, they were salesmen, you know, when they first got out of college or whatever, and now they've moved on to other things. And I've made friends with a lot of them and I see them on LinkedIn too. And I would do that. That's a digital referral. I would say, hey, you know, I would message them saying, hey, you know, and what's funny with LinkedIn is that, you know, I think it's because of the longevity of what I'm constantly getting messages going, you know, you'd be a perfect fit to manage our, you know, dealership or our car wash. You know, I'm literally getting, you know, these like LinkedIn, you know, wanting me to come and manage. And I have a dealership that they've tried to hire, you know, they've messaged me multiple times or talked to me directly about, you know, wanting to run their decon department or the recon. Yeah. And, you know, I have no desire to jump into that pile. I don't do as much dealer work as I once did. and I'm kind of glad for it. You know, I loved the years that I was there, but the dealership model has changed a lot. It's a more difficult place to function inside of now. So I really don't, you know, that, and I enjoy, you know, doing whatever I want to, whenever I want to, and scheduling what I want to.
Right,
I mean, I'm at a really good place right now. So, but yeah, as far as the digital stuff goes, yeah, I would not rule it out. Absolutely not at all. I mean, I'm one of those people. I can talk to somebody on the phone and know fairly quickly. And that's the one thing that, you know, the one thing that I always tell everybody when you're vetting somebody, you know, I think sometimes we spend a little bit too much time and we don't want to say no. And so that's where we have to, as business owners, we have to remember that not everybody is going to be able to do this. And you need to use that gut feeling when you've got somebody on the phone that can, you know, so you're going to say something.
Yeah, no. I was just going to ask, because you were kind of leading up to it, is so when you're talking to them on the phone and you're vetting them, like what types of things are you asking to, you know, kind of judge that gut feeling, right? To see if they're the right person for what you're looking for, or to give them that shot to, you know, hey, yeah, come on down to the shop and, you know, let's have a more, you know, formal conversation, or, you know, whatever.
Well, a lot of it is just, you know, asking them questions about the business and just saying what their answers are, and a lot of that is just like, you know, using the jargon, and see where they are as far as that, you know, so, you know, do you know how to do a two-step? And just it, you don't have to tell them how to do it. You just have to ask them, do you know how to do a two-step? And what you're doing is you're trying to gauge where they are, you ask them too. I say, you know, what kind of, experience do you have, you know, in this field and what I'm doing here? You also have to explain them too. Are you mobile, or you're going to be outside? Can you handle the heat? Can you handle the cold? That kind of stuff like that, you know, and just trying to make sure that you're not putting somebody into that, and, you know, making sure that, you know, that they, you know, if they can handle the heat, the cold, can they physically do it? That kind of thing.
I think that's something that's really important too, that maybe a lot of people don't think about, because that was definitely something that we would, you know, talk to people, you know, that were applying at the car wash, is, you know, can you be outside and down here in Florida, I mean, you know, August, it's, you know, feels like is, you know, 110 plus, you know, can you physically work in that environment? And then not only can you do that, but, you know, physically, can you do these things that we're asking you? Can you, you know, for some people, maybe if you're, you know, a marine detailer, can you hold a buffer over your head for, you know, hours at a time to, you know, or maybe not even marine, you know, if you're doing RVs or you're doing, you know, bigger vehicles, you know, can you hold a polisher up over your head without, you know, every 30 seconds, like, you know, crying about shoulders hurting or whatever, so, you know?
Yeah. And then one of the other things is just kind of, you know, trying to get, you know, just let them know that, hey, you know, sometimes, you know, we are going to get really, really busy. Can you do a 12-hour day if we run into that? You know, again, I need to, you know, and that's gauging the, you know, the drive and determination too. My dad used to say the best hire is somebody that's married and got three kids and a mortgage and all that stuff like that. They tend to be a lot more driven than somebody that's, you know, that's younger, you know, and not saying that, you know, people that are living at home can't be driven, but, you know, we have to look at it, from that aspect, on that, because you and I both have met some very, very driven, younger guys that are, they're chomping at the bit to jump on this stuff. And I love that. I love seeing, you know, the younger the better, in my opinion, as far as like getting going. I would have loved to, you know, been, you know, I would have had a 3-year head start if I had started at that age. I think it was about 19. when I started taking this seriously, I was about 19. You know, I did a little bit of detailing prior to that. I worked at Ryder Truck Rental, washing trucks in the lane. I think that was my first go at quote unquote detailing, is when I was in high school. I washed rigs and stuff like that. You know, I fueled them up and then washed them, you know, as they were heading out. It really comes down to just, you know, asking questions, you know, have a regular conversation. And just get the feel, because I've talked to a lot of people, and I just, you know, and, you know, and normally what will happen is that, you know, you're almost getting them to, you know, say, maybe this job isn't for me, and letting them, you know, sometimes if you ask the right questions, you know, you can, they can vet themselves, You know, they can say, hey, you know, this wasn't what I thought it was. This isn't what I, you know, and that's, yeah. you know, and that's most of the time when people answer an ad, you know, and you start talking to them, is letting them know what they're going to be expected to do. And sometimes it's just right. not their thing. You know, that they just, you know.
Yeah. And I think also don't be afraid to, you know, have a probationary right. yeah. period. You know, I mean, I don't, every state's kind of different. But if I remember correctly, you know, I think we had a 60 or 90 day here in Florida where, you know, if they just weren't cutting it, or, you know, it was, you know, whatever reason, we could let them go without, you know, any, you know, unemployment recourse, right. you know. You know, you could, because I mean, obviously Florida's a right to work state, so you could hire and fire, you know, right. whatever. But, you know, in that, you know, I think it was 90 right. days, in that 3 month period, you know, if they're chronically late or no called, no showed a couple times, or just, you know, hey man, can you, you know, we need you to do this. And it's just like, ugh, you know, like pulling teeth to get them to yeah. do it. You know, you could just, you know, bounce them. So, I mean, I think that's another thing, you know, to think of is, you know, having that probational period, like, hey man, I'll give you 30 days. We'll try this out. See how you do, you know, at the end of the 30 days, we'll sit down and then we'll reassess this. And, you know, you tell me if you want to stay, I'll tell you if I want you to stay. And then you kind of go yeah. from there.
So, yeah, I mean, you really, I mean, that's the difficult part, is trying to figure that out. But that's all part of the, you know, the process. And one of the things that, you know, we would do is I would talk to somebody multiple times. Yeah. You know, I don't just, you know, unless I get a really, really good feeling, which was very rare, or it's coming off of a real good referral. You know, which we had. I mean, I had people that, you know, I would talk to them in one shot, boom, you know, it's like, you know, you know, I'm not going to mention names, but, you know, the one that I was talking, the lady that worked for us, you know, it, you know, my dad, you know, talked to her and said, oh, I think we've got a really good, you know, the deal here. And I talked to her for like 10 minutes and I knew, boom, she was going to be fine. Like, it's yeah. like, boom, it was like that. I didn't even have to, I was like, let's, you know, I said, you know, just be, you know, be at such and such a place at such and such a time. And we just rolled, but, you know, very driven, very talented, like I said, runs their own business now. So she was, you know, she already was ready to roll. So, you know, I love that. That was probably the quickest hire, you know, I've had, and yeah. we're still really good friends. So that's the awesome part too, is that, we talk to each other on a regular basis about certain things, you know, stuff that, you know, that's in the industry, on that, you know, she's, right. she's actually sent me a couple of coatings, you know, and I've sent some work her way too. So, but yeah, just, and I always tell her, just making friends with everybody that you can think of, you know, make friends with them, you know, even if it's just to say, hey, you know, what's up, you know, or whatever. And, you know, you never know when you're going to, you know, need to cash in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, listen, let's do our last commercial break and then we'll come yep. wrap this up. We'll yep. be right back.
Your ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details.
So the one thing I kind of wanted to maybe, you know, cap this off with a little bit, and we can, you know, maybe kind of just revisit some of the key mm-hmm. points is, you know, what you were saying about, you know, having multiple conversations, you know, sometimes leading up to, you know, because that's another thing. I think you have to make sure that you gel with the person because again, you know, if you're a one-man operation, you know, and you're getting to that point where you feel like, you know, you've got to bring on somebody else, that's basically becoming your work yeah. wife, yeah. you know, that yeah. person, you know, so you got to make sure that you guys can go 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, yeah. whatever it is. And, you know, not want to murder each other, you know, by the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the month or whatever. So, you know, I think it's definitely important to, you know, when you're talking to them, not only, like you said earlier, right? Like, you know, can you, you know, throw the lingo out there, you know, can you do a two-step, you know, I can do it with jazz hands, you know, you're out, you know, like not that type of two-step, but, you know, like, you know, and who knows, I mean, maybe like in the conversation, you throw in some lingo that makes absolute no sense at all. And they're like, oh yeah, I did like eight of those last week. And you're like,
well, you know? Yeah, a lot of that is really designed to try to vet out the ones that are overstating their qualifications.
But once you get to that point, you're like, man, you know, this person kind of seems like it is like then just kind of have casual conversation, right. You know, like, hey man, so like, you know, where did you, you know, I don't know, where are you from? How, you know, what kind of things you like to do? Because again, then if you can have a casual conversation and you guys have, you know, some commonalities, yeah. it makes for an easier work day versus, you know, this guy likes salt, you like pepper, and you know, you guys are like on your own sides of the shop all day long. And, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, okay, cool. I hired somebody to do this, but now, you know, work's just as boring as it was beforehand. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I had an intern, you know, I think it wasn't last summer, it was the summer before, you know, and, you know, it was one of those things. It was really cool because, you know, we hit it off really quickly, but that came from, you know, that was like, yeah. You know, a guy that I do a lot of work for, this was his, you know, daughter's boyfriend kind of thing situation. And, you know, he was very, right. Very, you know, he was really, really, you know, he understood cars, you know, he did his own mechanics work, you know, mechanical work. He had a, you know, really nice, you know, car. And the first thing that we did was we did some work on his car. So, you know, it was an older, 350Z and it, you know, yeah, 350Z, you know, and so we came in, you know, I sat down and showed him how to do the headlights. I showed him how to do the touch up and we worked on his car. And my theory on that one was, you know, let's get him showing, you know, getting the pride of going, hey, look how I can make my car look. And then I can transfer right. or, you know, translate that into now we got to do that for everybody else.
Yeah.
So now that we know you can do it. And so, you know, and of course, you know, he was, you know, he was in high school. So he came to work with me, you know, during the summer and it was meant to be, you know, just a summer gig. You know, and again, you know, I, you know, but what was funny is that, you know, I don't know that it sped me up all that much, you know, it's like, you know, but it was.
Yeah, because then if you get into a talking conversation and whatever.
I mean, it was a great time. Like I said, you know, it definitely took the monotony out of what we do. But then I look back at it, going, you know, I'm not sure I did much more than, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It was fun. So,
But that's kind of something, you know, that maybe if you're unsure of, I think you kind of hit on, right? I mean, like typically summer's the busy time for us, right? Like pretty much around, doesn't matter if you're in the South or you're in the North, right? Like it's summer, it's always busy. You know, maybe you just hire somebody seasonally too, you know, like, hey, look, I know the summer times, I'm just going to be, you know, getting my ass handed to me, but you know, winter times, it's not that busy. And I kind of have to, you know, struggle through the summer times because then in the winter times, I'm just feeding myself basically. So maybe you do it as a seasonal thing where, you know, maybe you find, you know, that kid that's on summer break or, you know, a teacher that's on summer break or, you know, something. And you can, you know, you just need somebody for 3 months out of the year that you can work with. And then maybe it becomes an every year kind of thing. Like, hey, you know, they go back to school or they go back to whatever. And it's like, hey, I'll see you next year.
I always ask myself the question at this point where I am right now, what would be my perfect employee? What I need to do exactly what I need to do right now. And right now it would be somebody that I could call, you know, a week before saying, hey, I've got a lot of stuff stacking up. Can you give me 2 hours a day, 3 days a week? Can you give me 6 hours, 8 hours, you know, just throw a number up. And what I always tell everybody, I'd love to have somebody that's early retired, you know, that still, you know, that needs a few extra bucks, you know, that kind of thing like that.
Needs their walking around money.
You know, because I know some people out there, you know, 50, 60 years old, you know, or so, they could still, you know, do this stuff. There's no question about it. I mean, I'm doing it. So, you know, they've retired early or, they've got, or they work nights, you know, and they've got a couple hours in the afternoon, and it would be the, you know, where I could just say, hey, you know, here's what I've got. You know, I can set up 6 gold packages this week. Normally I'd only do 3, but if I could get him to come in and knock out 2 or 3 hours of it, I could get all 6.
Yeah,
you know, because most of the time, you know, a gold package for me, certain times of year when it's winter time, it's 1.5 days. You know, for me, you know, maybe closer to 2 days, depending on the car, obviously. You know, in the summertime, I can knock out, you know, 1 a day. But if I had somebody that could come in for 3 hours or 4 hours, I could get 2 more. And, you know, three to 500 a pop, that's that's another 600 or 1,000, you know, that I can make that week, you know, and then move on to the next thing. And a lot of it is, you know, having somebody that come in, you know, that what's the old saying, you know, that, you know, a burden is shared, or halved. So you can actually bring that in, you know, that, and also, having somebody else there, if you're having, you know, if you're dragging, you know, or whatever, sometimes having somebody there can kind of pick you up a bit, kind of picking each other up. And especially if you've got a, you know, synchronicity between the two of you and they notice that you're not feeling that well today, you know, they'll step it up, you know, and may, you know, say, hey, can you just give me another hour? You know, that kind of thing like that. So I'd love to have somebody that I can say, hey, you know, I need 3-4 hours next week, 5 hours, whatever it is, you know, and they can come in and, you know, help me knock all that stuff out, you know. That would be the ideal, you know, situation. Cause you know, could I put a full-time person on? I'm pretty sure. But the big thing is I don't want to have to go do the sales pitch thing. I don't want to, you know, I like the fact that I'm in a position now where the stuff is literally showing up at my door. I've literally have 4 vehicles sitting in my driveway right now I'm working on, and I've got 2 more on the way. I don't want to have to like go back out when I could just service the stuff as it comes through. You know, and that's different, you know, that's just because that's where I'm at. You know, on that, I got a lot of referral, and everything out there is referral. Everything that I've got out there is all, it's all, you know, referrals. I heard that, but
Yeah. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you for being on. I apparently need to go and referee whatever the hell is going on in this.
You got WWE going on back there.
Listen, you know, good luck to them. They are going to be in Myrtle Beach together this weekend, and they're already starting on it. So for everybody that's listening, sorry if you're hearing that, but apparently, you know, they know I'm doing a podcast, but it doesn't really matter. But yeah, man, listen, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you, you know, giving me this idea, you know, pitching this idea, because it's, like I said in the beginning, right, it's definitely something that, you know, I've had people reach out to me and, you know, kind of, you know, hey, Alex, you know, like, how do I hire people? How do I, you know, train somebody without fear of, you know, them just leaving and taking all my business with me. So, you know, hopefully we're able to kind of, you know, give people some tips or tricks to try or things to look at.
Well, I mean, you can't stop people from, you know, being themselves if they decide that they're going to go out on their own. I always tell everybody, I can't worry about that because I can't stop it. So the only thing I can do is make sure that I'm putting them, you know, in,
just try to prevent it. Just try to give them what they're looking for and keep them happy and give them a reason not to want to leave. I think is the thing. But Mike, if you know, people didn't catch your last episode, and if somebody, you know, maybe, you know, has a question about, you know, what they should do, especially with your experience or whatever, give everybody all your apps, how they can get a hold of you, where they can find you and things like that.
Well, I've got a website. It's www.paintworksbymike.com. And that's with an X on the Paintworks. You can call me 804-908-7800 is my telephone number. You know, text me or, you know, and, you know, most of the time I'm able to talk. So, you know, I'm a 5 a.m. person. So, So if you need to call me at 7 o'clock in the morning, I always tell everybody I do a Zoom meeting, between 6 and 7 a.m. every morning, and I won't disturb that. So I take care of that. Anytime after 7, just, give me a buzz. If I don't answer, it's probably because I can't. Most people that get a hold of me, it's not difficult to get a hold of me. So that, or email me, it's mike@paintworksbymike.com. Just email me and say, hey, you'd like to talk about such and such. Any of those, just message me, and I'll set aside some time, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I love doing that. I love talking to people, and helping them out, as much as I can. And the beauty of it too is, right, I've been around long enough to know, if they hit me with something that I don't know, I usually can say, hey, I'm not the person for this, they'll message me and, say, well, what do you do about taxes? I can't tell you that. I can tell you stuff that is, across the board federal, but I cannot help you in your area, state and city and all that stuff like that. I can help you with the very, very minute part of the IRS stuff. But even then, you need to talk to your tax professional, because, everybody's situation is completely different than everybody else's. And so, don't pick it that deep.
Exactly. So, well, listen, buddy, I know 9 to 10 is your bedtime, so we're in that sweet spot. So I won't keep you too much longer, especially if you're up at 5 a.m. Again, man, I appreciate you coming on and doing this. It was a blast. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, buddy, okay.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Yes, sir, man. Take care. All right. Bye. All right. So hopefully we hit on some points on, how you're going to hire and train to scale your business. One of the things I think Mike said, that was kind of a good point, of working with the intern over the summer on his own car. That's another thing you could possibly do. I mean, we used to do it at the car wash, especially when we had detailers, coming in wanting to apply for a position in the detail shop, is, we would tell them, like, hey, bring your car or a car or whatever on such and such date. And, we would basically have them do a full interior, exterior detail on their car, and then kind of see how they did with it, right? Worst case scenario, they got a free detail on their car. Best case scenario, they landed a job, right? And we didn't really care if it was their car or whatever. They could have brought, old boy's car from down the street that they were charging $100. And best case, they got a job and made $100 for detailing a car or something, And I think definitely, just like Mike said, if you can put that money away, and you're not missing it, and you're still doing enough work, then it's time to hire. Because again, the more you get out of the shop and get into, get out of back of office, get into front of office, that's where you're going to help grow the business even more. Rennie says it all the time. I think it's one of his best quotes that I've ever heard him say is, we got to stop thinking as detailers and start thinking as entrepreneurs. And when you start thinking of it as an entrepreneur, then you're in the front of office mindset and all that fun stuff. So hopefully this helped you guys out. If not, there'll be another one in a couple of days. So I appreciate everybody. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to us. Please leave us a 5-star review. It really does help. On Apple, you can actually write something out, which is awesome. I love reading those when I get them. Other than that, hey, I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. As always, have a great day, night, week, whenever you're listening to this. Take care. We'll see you.